Next up, we've got Kat coming back. She is going to talk to us about the work that she does with Care for the Family. This is our charity this year. Those of you that have been before know that we have a charity that we support each year, and Care for the Family is ours this year. There is a table in the back of the foyer, the River of Giving. And so if after Kat's spoken, during Kat's speaking, you have already, you please feel free to donate, and any money that is in there will go to the work of Care for the Family. So, Kat, thank you very much. Do you want this one? Do you want a...
Yeah, great, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry. Open up to the right page. Okay. Well, hello again. So in this session, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Care for the Family and what we do. How many people have heard of Care for the Family before? Wow, that's wonderful. Well, bear with me if you've heard this all before. but at Care for the Family, we have three pillars. So we have couple support. So that includes pre-marriage resources, marriage resources, so anything to do with that couple support. And then we have our bereavement support. So we support those who have been widowed young, those who have lost children, and siblings who have lost siblings. Now, at Care for the Family, every coordinator for these projects has gone through and walked through that journey. So our widowed young coordinator has been widowed young herself. I'm the single parent support coordinator and blended family coordinator, and I've been through that journey myself, and so on and so forth. So we have our bereavement support, and then we have our parent support, and that's where single parent support comes into it, general parenting resources, but also we support parents who have children with additional needs. So those are our three pillars. So without further ado, I'm going to show you the first video, which gives you a kind of a summary of what Care for the Family is all about. We have no sound. Back to that? Because I can move on and talk about the kitchen table project if you want. Tech, who would work with it? Oh, there we go. Can you rewind it to the beginning? There we go. One of the new projects that, am I turned on? Can you hear me? Yeah. One of the new projects that we're doing, which you can read up on here, is our prisons projects, where we're now going into prisons. And my colleague Kate in London has just started a 6 or 10 week course with a group of prisoners, a group of dads running parenting classes in the prisons. So that's just been absolutely wonderful that we had the door opened into prisons to be able to equip parents when they come out of prison. We also have our care line. And especially since COVID, it's been, you know, accessed so much. So anyone who is going through challenges in life and just needs someone to talk to, if anyone here feels that, you know, they need someone to chat to and could use our care line support, please pick up this resource. All of our resources out the table back there are free. We have top tips for every walk of life and family life. And we also have resources. I haven't brought anything that you can purchase today, like books or anything like that, but everything is available online, and this card will show you where to go to online to purchase that. One of the other things that you noticed that we did was our Take a Break single parent holidays, and we just celebrated our 30th year of Take a Break holidays, which is incredible. So we've done a little video that I did for our staff conference, and it's going to be going out online soon, that I thought I'd show you why do we do single parent holidays. And then the next one is our new promo video, and let me know if you recognize where this was recorded. Did you recognize where that was? We love Minidon. Actually, it's the top choice of our single parents most of the time. They always take Minidon as their first holiday. And actually, Minidon was my first Take a Break holiday that I had ever run. So Minidon has a very special place in my heart. But as Robin said, memories that stand the test of time. So with this project, this is what we are giving families who have gone through a lot of trauma and heartache, that they can start creating new, happy memories again. And so they're very special holidays to see God moving them from the beginning to the end, where you see some of the families come in heavy laden, you know, and some of them, I'm so stressed out. And it was a massive thing for them to just drive with maybe three kids in the back, all on their own, to North Wales. I mean, that's an achievement in itself. But they go through this week where we push them a little outside of their comfort zone, and we build their self-confidence. And one mom ran up to me once, and she said, "Kat, I can't wait to go home." And I said, "Is the holiday that bad?" She said, "No, Kat, the holiday is that good. I just overcame my fear of heights going down the zip wire. And I realized if I can do that, I can do so much more that I was always fearful of. And I realized I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I can't wait to go home and start this new life that I know God has got in store for me." So it's an incredible partnership that we have with Minidon, as it's all the pieces fit together where they're incredible. We have our staff, hosts, the families, and then the Holy Spirit does something in the mix and just touches those families. So that's one of the projects that I oversee. But we also have another project. Has anyone heard of the Kitchen Table Project? So I'm just going to quickly talk about, again, something that we can do in between Sundays. And that's passing down our faith. The majority of people who come to faith do so before the age of 19. Despite 85% of parents believing that they are primarily responsible for their child's spiritual development, they also genuinely believe that the church is better placed than they are to actually do it. But parents have the biggest influence on faith on their young children, followed by church leaders, Christian friends, youth leaders, and then Sunday school leaders. Parents are commanded in Scripture in Deuteronomy 6. "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk to them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." Faith is built in between Sundays. There are many studies that state that the modern family does not spend enough time together. But when we look back at biblical times, In the Jewish homes, they would walk their faith out in the everyday. So, for example, they would celebrate the Passover, where they'd get the whole family together, they'd set the table up, and they'd walk through all the little different symbolic things, and they'd have the children interacting with it all. Research has found the key factors that increase the chances of children choosing to follow their parents' faith are: children feel that their parents have a developing, authentic, not a perfect faith themselves. Parents seek to develop and nurture their children's faith, and children receive positive multi-generational input from the wider family and the church. One church leader writes, "If we can teach people that nurturing faith can be a natural part of life, for instance, something that can happen over meals or while you're driving, it is more likely to be taken up rather than rejected." Never underestimate your role as a parent in your child's life, or your role as a grandparent or an aunt or whoever you are, even a friend. At the end of my first book, I wrote a book for single parents called Surviving and Thriving on the Single Parent Journey. And the last chapter of my book, I honored my mother. As you know, she passed away when I was 21. But I was able to honor her and her influence in my life. After she passed away, one of her close friends came up to me and said, you know, your mom used to always come and talk to me and say, I'm not really sure what my calling is. And then she looked at me and she said, you are part of her calling. And that really, I've never forgotten that. So whenever I do anything, I feel like the fruit that I'm bearing is also the fruit of my mother's and all the influence that she had in my life. I am who I am today because of the Lord, but also my mother's influence, her prayers, her love, her support. I only had her for 21 years, but those 21 years were so integral of my life. They were so foundational. And it's made a massive, massive difference in my life. So at Care for the Family, we created the Kitchen Table Project. We wanted to help equip parents to invest in their children's spirituality at home with the support of the church gathering around them. So on the table over on the right, over here, we have all sorts of resources. So if you're a church leader or you have a church that you'd like to take this back to, we have Becoming a Parent Discipling Church, empowering parents to nurture their children's faith at home. We have Building Faith in the Everyday. It's a 60-minute session, a group leader's guide. We have Where It All Begins, a parent's journey to inspiring a faith that lasts in their children. So these are for parents. And we've got all kinds of things. So we've got like this leaflet that opens up, you know, all the different kind of things that we can do to pass faith down onto our children at home. So that's the Kitchen Table Project. So you'll see these packs here, and as you've been told, there's like a little donation table for Care for the Family. But also in the back of our leaflet that tells you about Care for the Family, there's the opportunity to partner with us. And we know that the times we're living in is difficult, isn't it, with the increased price of living and everything. And we see that more and more because so many families are getting in touch with us who are in need. And we want to be there for them, but we can't do it without the support of our partners. So if you would like to donate today, we would absolutely appreciate it so much. And if you wanted to partner with us, all you have to do is fill that in the back, whether it's £5 a month, £2 a month, whatever. You could fill that in. And I think on the next slide it shows, we'll send you a partnership pack full of all of these books. So left to their own devices, so that's all about parenting in the digital age. A Mind of Their Own, that is all about children's mental health. Let me tell you a story. Heart of Communication is Rob's book on public speaking. And if you forget everything, remember this. I think that's a couple's book. So that's just a little thank you for partnering with us, if you did want to, but no pressure at all. And if you're an existing partner and you'd like to increase, that's on the back too. But are there any questions before I finish this session? Ooh, did I cover everything? Well, thank you again for having me. It's been an absolute blessing being with you ladies. I can't wait to go back to Cardiff and tell them all about you all and just what wonderful time that we've had together. And thank you again for asking us to come and share a little bit about what we do to help strengthen family life in the UK.